O Holy Spirit of God, help us to become masters of ourselves, that we may be the servants of others. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. What do you know about your own baptism? Do you remember your baptism? Now, many of us in this room were baptized as infants, so what we know about our baptism isn't necessarily our own memory, but stories that we've heard from our families, pictures that we have, other ways of remembering our baptism. Some of us were baptized as infants, some of us were baptized as youth, some of us were baptized as adults. Last Sunday, our vestry, along with many people from vestries in the diocese, spent the day at Dayspring for the annual vestry retreat day. And the first half of the day, the focus was on our own baptism and our baptismal identity. Now, Pentecost, which is today, you see we have a lot of red, including me, I'm wearing red. The color is red for Pentecost, and Pentecost is one of the days set aside by the church for baptism. And we are blessed to have a baptism, which will happen in just a few minutes here today. Charles William Beavis IV. So we are celebrating baptism and remembering every time we celebrate a baptism, it is good to remember our own baptism as well. Now, at this vestry retreat, we shared stories about our baptism, whatever it was that seemed important to us at the time to share. And there were some powerful stories that were shared. And one of the things that I shared, I was baptized, I was 10 years old, and I had asked to be baptized, and I chose my own godparents. And my godparents are now in their late 90s, and so for over 40 years, they have been really important part of my life. And until just recently, when my godmother, Skippy, lost her vision, every single opportunity that, every single occasion to receive a card, I would get a card from her. Halloween, even. But Easter and birthdays and Christmas, they kept in touch with me, even though they lived on the opposite coast. And even though we couldn't see each other very often, they have been to me an icon of God's constant and unconditional love. So that's one of the graces that has come out of my own baptism. And I'm sure you all have stories. You know, some, maybe there was one particular family member who really made it their mission that you got baptized. And your life is different because of that person and because of your baptism. The other thing we did at, another thing we did at the vestry retreat day was we remembered our baptism by dipping our hands in the holy water and making the sign of the cross. And every time, and we do that, many people are familiar with that practice here at St. Catherine's because our font is in the back where it should be, opposite the altar. And so you can come in the church and the first thing you see is the font, and many people have a practice of dipping their hand in the holy water and crossing themselves. And when you do that, you are remembering your baptism. There are many ways to remember our baptism. And I tell families, and I told Charlie's family, I encourage them to celebrate this day with him every year. I know I said this probably last year to you all, but if you don't know what date you were baptized, find out and then start celebrating it, particularly with children and youth. I mean, my kids know their baptism days because every year we celebrate that with something, you know, a special dinner, a little present, kind of like a half birthday. I always have to look mine up. So I looked it up again this year. So now I'm planning to remember my date of my baptism. So Pentecost is, we celebrate the gift of the Spirit and really the birth of the church on Pentecost. And we will have a cake later on at coffee hour to celebrate that birthday and also celebrate the birthday, the baptism of Charles William Beavis into the church. It's his church birthday. Your baptism day is your church birthday. You're born, reborn into the body of Christ, the church, in your baptism. So we're remembering the gift of the Spirit to the church, and we heard wonderful all different languages speaking at once this morning. The story from Acts where the Spirit came like tongues of fire and a rushing wind and all these people able to understand each other when they couldn't understand each other before. We're celebrating that, but also every time we have a baptism, the Holy Spirit gives gifts in the baptism to the person who's being baptized, but not just to that person. Every time we have a baptism, gifts are given to the community through the person who's being baptized. So we celebrate the gifts that will be given to Charlie in his baptism this morning, and that he will have his whole life to live out the promise of those gifts that he is about to receive from the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote about the gifts of the Spirit in his letter to the Corinthians. To each person is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So the gifts that we, each one of us, received in our baptism are given not just to us, but they're given for the good of the church and for the good of the world. So that is an opportunity for all of us to rejoice. Now, we do have responsibilities in baptism as well. The parents and the godparents have responsibility. They will make vows on Charlie's behalf in a few minutes. And as a friend of mine used to say in the Diocese of Atlanta, she would prepare people for baptism and she would say, "Yes, God gives gifts in baptism, and it's a sacrament, and it's a mystery, but it's not magic. It requires a response from us." And so if we baptize a child and then don't become a part of a worshiping community where that child can learn how to be a Christian in community, that there is no chance for the child to be formed. All of us need to be part of a community because Christians are formed in community by worshiping God together, by studying together, by learning how to be in community and learning how to love each other. But we, the community, have responsibility as well. We will promise all together, we will promise that we will do everything in our power to help Charlie in his life in Christ. That's a big promise. And I always remind people of this when we are looking for people who have the gifts of ministry with children and youth, that they are fulfilling on behalf of the community that promise. Now, St. Catherine's is a place where children seem to feel at home, and it is a place where they are welcomed and loved. We have a wonderful children's chapel. People are in there right now worshiping with the children, and they will bring them in, hopefully, for the baptism so they can watch the baptism. We do a good job here of making safe spaces for our children to grow and learn how to be faithful Christians, and we can do more. This year, we have been blessed with some gifts from our youth that we have embraced and they have given to us. You've seen some of this. Maybe you, some of you have seen some of this or been witnessed this. The J2A group, our youth group, wrote a version of the prayers of the people and prayed that at the annual meeting liturgy, which was wonderful. A few months ago, the Brotherhood group didn't show up, and we made an announcement there was not going to be breakfast. And by the peace, two of our young people, one of them who's in elementary school, took it upon themselves to say, we are going to have breakfast, and we're going to cook it. And they did. They had breakfast for us. That was just wonderful. Our youth, we have a young person who has been to the Dominican Republic twice already and is going to go again this summer on the mission trip through the deanery. And they have encouraged us recently to participate in the wider community in the Relay for Life. We have some of our elementary school kids are becoming new acolytes, and we're looking forward to more and to having our youth share their gifts with us even more. It's a great blessing. So in a few minutes, Charlie will be baptized. And the blessing that God gives to him through the Holy Spirit is a blessing not only for him, but for the entire community and the world. And during the baptism, when we all stand up and reaffirm our baptismal covenant together, that's a chance for all of us to remember our own baptism, to remember the grace of God in our lives because of that baptism, and to again make those important vows to be in community, to be a part of a worshiping community, to acknowledge when we make mistakes and when we participate in sin, and to repent and return to the Lord, to share our faith in word and deed, to seek Christ in all people, and to love your neighbor as yourself, and to work for justice and peace in the world. And to all of those vows, the answer is, I will with God's help. Because on our own, we cannot do these things, but with God's help and the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can begin. Amen.